Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about Master the Art of Communication. So the loneliness epidemic, or better, isolation is happening right now. And I've written quite a lot of this. Now we come to new research. Loneliness is a killer. It is like smoking 15 cigarettes a day and can shorten our life by 20%. Poor or insufficient social connection is a cause. Premature death, 29% more heart attack and strokes, and 30% increased risk of depression, anxiety, and dementia. That we see everywhere. Once a statistic shows if you had with the age 40 to 45 years twice as many meaningful relationships, then you would live 20% longer. So, how do we form connections? Through meaningful conversations, we enjoy the conversation with our new friends. Makes sense. No? Most conversations are not meaningful. No? On the other hand, speaking is silver and silence is gold. We know superficial conversations are just time fillers and a waste of our time. People don't like to get uncomfortable or anxious when they talk. In the end, they even forget what was the purpose. Sounds familiar, no? For what are superficial talks good? Only when we enjoy them. Just to talk doesn't make sense. I go straight to the point to get things done or speak about the things that concern me instead of blah, blah, blah. And that is meaningful. So for chatters, they hate that. I know that. And I don't want to be together with chatters. No? We make it damn clear. No? Time is money. And go straight to the point. No? Vulnerability tends to be the loudest expression we can make. If you are vulnerable, people will listen to you much more instead to be just a robot and so on. Super communicators ask 10 to 20 times more questions than the average. Everybody can become a super communicator. These are just skills. What is a super communicator? If we talk to them, it makes us happy or we profit from that. Is a super communicator also a super connector? Sure. Communication is that I have a feeling that I communicate and you describe it in your brain and so we feel. Then the other person feels understood, and so stronger becomes the connection. The opposite is also true. The other person doesn't feel alignment with you and can't do things with you. The first skill is he proves that he listens and understands. Ask a question. He repeats what you have said in his own words, as if you got it right. When the conversation is important, I think most of people doing so, no? If they want to communicate something. So then the other person feels understood. To build relationships is asking questions so that you can understand the person and the other feels understood and so closer to you. You must be curious to be someone so that the other person feels interested. How does communication work? In different discussions, we want to solve something or want to understand the person. First, we ask deep questions about what the other wants to converse about, Our values and beliefs are both. Then you understand what is a chatter, a chit chatter also, and what is a meaningful person. Chatters don't like that. They don't want deep questions. For instance, what are your beliefs and values that convinced you to become a lawyer? Oh, you are a lawyer. What makes you study law? They match the person, want the other match to them back. And then you understand what are his motivations, so you can connect. And the next conversation will be much easier and we can connect. Emotional communication, you don't want a solution. You want to share how you feel or other people feel. Ask, do you want to solve that or do you want me to listen to get understood? Then I can match emotionally this person. Our breathing synchronizes with our brain waves. Do you want to be heard, helped or hugged? Ask this yourself or the other person. Social conversations, how we see us in society and how society sees us and how we get along with people. All conversations are negotiations. First, quiet negotiation. Here is a goal not to win, simply to understand what the other person wants. We signal to each other that we like us and that we can interrupt, so that we work out the rules when he say how we want to talk with or without interruption. Remember, every experiment is a success. If you want to succeed with value, then you win. If we share our vulnerability and the other do the same, we feel closer. If the other person doesn't do so, at least empathy. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.